Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, November 4th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. Birthdays. On this day in 1906, Gussie Nell Davis was born in Farmersville. She founded the famed Kilgore Rangeress drill team at Kilgore College and previously started the Greenville High School Flaming Flashes. Walter Cronkite was born on this day in 1916.
Good evening from Paris, reporting from Moscow.
I've been delighted that I've been able to be a journalist all my life, from the time I was a boy in high school until today.
From the Great Wall of China, reporting from Madrid.
This is Walter Cronkite aboard the papal aircraft somewhere over the North Atlantic.
I think it all worked out pretty well.
And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Former First Lady Laura Bush celebrates her 67th birthday today, and actor Matthew McConaughey is 44 today. On this day in history, in 1979, hundreds of Iranian students stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, taking more than 60 American hostages. President Jimmy Carter.
Actions of Iran have shocked the civilized world. For a government to applaud mob violence and terrorism, for a government actually to support and in effect participate in the taking and the holding of hostages is unprecedented in human history.
On November 4th, 2008, Barack Obama is elected as the 44th President of the United States and the first black president.
And CNN can now project that Barack Obama, 47 years old, will become the president-elect of the United States. We project he now has enough electoral votes, more than 270, more than enough to become the 44th president of the United States. So this is a moment so many people have been waiting for, and they're really excited, especially.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1948, Dinah Shore, in the days before she became one of the country's most popular TV hosts, and Buttons and Bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
On the KETR events calendar, a new musical opens in the A&M Commerce Performing Arts Center Tuesday night, Kiss Me Kate, produced by the Theater Program and the Department of Music. Showtime is 8 p.m. each night through Saturday, with a matinee Sunday at 3 p.m. For ticket information, call 903-886-5900. 903-886-5900. Kiss Me Kate, Tuesday through Sunday at the A&M Commerce Performing Arts Center. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol visits with us now and again on local history, of course. And today we're going to be talking about the Caddo tribe that was once so dominant in Northeast Texas. We're going to talk another time about some other tribes that were present here in this region going back hundreds of years. But today we'll focus on the best known of those tribes, which is the Caddos. But what were the Caddos like?
Well, the Caddos were a fairly peaceful tribe. They were agriculturists. They lived in houses that were kind of beehive-shaped, made from cedar logs, willow poles, and covered with grass thatches. They were pretty similar to northern Indians who had rugs and fire pits in the house, and so they were very, very civilized, as we would call them.
And you were telling me the Caddos, nor other Native American tribes, they did not just cover this area. It's not like they were everywhere you would
go.
No.
Yeah. Today, the state of Texas has, the Census Bureau says that there are 26 million people in the state of Texas. George Catlin, who was a well-known artist, lived with Indians all over the country, estimated in the 1830s that there were 16 million Native Americans. That's considered a very high number.
And that's over the entire expanse
North America.
Mm-hmm. And in Hunt County specifically, we have no way of knowing how many Native American tribes or individuals were living in this county at any given time, do we?
There was really, we were late developing this. LaSalle went through here close by. DeSoto may have or may not have come by. But none of those really kept journals, diaries. So with the Moscoso expedition that followed DeSoto, the only record written record we have goes back to the man to the man of Elvis, who was went back to Spain and wrote a book 7 years later about his adventures in North America.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that Hunt County specifically may have been more of a hunting ground for the Caddos as a place as opposed to where they actually lived.
The Caddos actually did not like blackland soil. Their agricultural tools, their hoes, etc., were not hard enough, were not sturdy enough to deal with the black land.
I can understand that.
So, but there was wonderful grass here, you know, probably 4 or 5 feet tall. There was plenty of water usually. So there was wildlife. There was deer and bear, and even buffalo came from the west to the Sabine. Probably crossed the Sabine here because this was the headwaters. But
while the Caddo were hunters, they, as you say, were primarily agricultural.
Right. And they would, this was their source of protein. They would come up here in, when they weren't raising crops. They came up, they hunted, they took it back down in around Nacogdoches area.
And you were saying that they were a great trading people.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I understand when Lake Tawakoni was built, they found lots of French beads and things that French traders had come. There were traders from the all the Native Americans would gather together at certain times too. And the Caddo were known for their bows and arrows.
Made from?
The Bodark tree. Yes.
Because it's so strong.
Yes, and they were a very colorful people. They believed in tattooing. And when I taught history in school, I would always tell my kids that they had these like quills that you get off of a porcupine or something and stick it on the face, and then they'd rub ashes in it. So they had very elaborate, you know, tattoos all over their bodies.
Ahead of their time.
They were.
Yeah. And as you go around Hunt County, what were you telling me about the South Sulphur River?
The South Sulphur, I understand, was a really major camping area for them, for any Indian tribes that were here hunting. And you can find arrowheads. You can find some pottery.
Well, as I say, we're going to talk with Carol again about this. In the not-too-distant future, we're about out of time right now, but we'll come back to the topic because it's obviously a fascinating topic and one that we don't know a lot about, don't know nearly enough about. Carol Taylor, she is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.